Israel, leanness of soul. Everyone seeks prosperity. Few seek prosperity of soul. In spite of being God's chosen people, carrying away a large portion of the wealth of Egypt with them, Israel suffers from the leanness of soul syndrome. After Moses, leadership quality progressively deteriorates. The conflict between God and his Israel in Psalm 78 reflects the conflict between God and his church today. It shows God's ready response at the slightest sound of repentance and powerful hand at the smallest demonstration of faith in spite of consistent rebellion. God's sword of judgment falls only when he is pushed to the limits in order to bring his people back. Our fathers refused to obey him but thrust him aside, and in their hearts they turned to Egypt. Acts 7:39. While following all the outward requirements, their hearts are empty. Jesus also exposes the fraud. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Matthew 15:8. The result? Leanness of soul. They put God to the test and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Psalm 106:14 and 15. If we are not lean in our attitude and desire for worldly things, we will become lean in our attitude and desire for God. Leanness of soul is the most dangerous disease a person can have. Is material prosperity harmful? The answer is yes and no. It is harmful only if it precedes spiritual prosperity. John's wish is, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." 3 John 1:2. A.W. Tozer reflects that a whole new generation of Christians has come up believing that it is possible to accept Christ without forsaking the world. One year, the Standard Oil Company had a stunningly beautiful float in the Pasadena Rose Parade. Right in the middle of the parade, the float ran out of gas. This is the condition of the church today, reflecting the Laodicean church. You say, "I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing," but you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Revelation 3:15 to 17. Material prosperity should always remain a step behind spiritual prosperity. Are we ready to sacrifice material prosperity if it compromises prosperity of soul? Is there any leanness in our souls that we need to shed to enjoy true abundant life and lasting prosperity of soul?